Hello there. Thank you for joining us on David Ibiomi Podcast. We believe that a sermon you're about to hear will enlighten your mind and grant you the true salvation that can only be found in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
God sent me because of you, and until you are blessed, heaven will not rest.
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, it says, raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Passion Translation, it said, He raised us up with Christ, the exalted one, and we ascended with Him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm, for we are now co-seated as one with Christ. Say to yourself from today, my position has shifted from earthly to heavenly. I cannot suffer shame anymore. Whatever is not in Christ will never be in me. When he rose in Luke 24 verse 6, he said he's not here for his reason. Remember how he spoke unto you when he says, save me from today. My position has changed from sickness to health. Say where you want to change. From barrenness to fruitfulness. From failure to success. Call it from stagnation to motion. Say it in the name of Jesus. The two-edged sword means your mouth and the words. Every time you want manifestation, make sure you use the two-edged sword. The word and your mouth. And anytime you use the two, you are bound to have an accomplishment. Save me tonight. It's my night of liberty. No force will be able to hold me down anymore. In Jesus' name, all afflictions will come to an end. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ brought an end to demonic afflictions in our lives. The reality of our victory. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, it said, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He made a show of the devil. In John chapter 16 verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. By the victory Jesus obtained for the saints, we are at liberty to execute vengeance over the devil and his works. And I'm sure that today, whatever that is oppressing your life, putting you down, will be met with vengeance of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We are not permitted to suffer anything Christ paid the price for. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The highest love was demonstrated when Jesus took our place in death and rose to make us the best persons before God to live a life of total liberty. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. The New Living Translation. Look at what he says here. He said, he gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. Sound free. He said, this is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. Our total liberty has been paid for in full. Therefore, no devil has the right to trouble you. The resurrection power on display of total humiliation of the devil and his works will be made manifest today in someone's life. By the power of his resurrection, every force tormenting your life and destiny will be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. I will show you some dimensions the resurrection power can execute vengeance in our favor. Number one, vengeance over curses and bondage. His death on the cross redeemed us from all curses. If you go through the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, 15 down, you see the catalog of curses, including ones to come. You will see numerous curses listed there. Just when you have time, read from 15. Including the one that you think is afflicting your family, was taken care of. Now look at me, Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ had, past tense or present tense, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, he took our place in curse. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. After he took that, he didn't leave us. Verse 14. When curses were removed, that the blessing of Abraham. So in the place of curses, he placed on us what? Oh, glory to God. Say, I'm uncursable. I'm a blessed man. Say it like a child of God. If you're a woman, say, I'm a blessed woman. Say it one more time. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? All I need is faith in God. Brothers, sisters, there's no more curse over your life. Except you don't believe what the Bible says. Stop seeking for family cleansing, family deliverance, personal deliverance from all causes. They are useless. It's ignorance. It's what? There is no cause anywhere. You have to change your belief system and agree with the word of God. Stop going to say, I want to do deliverance from causes. You have been redeemed from curses. Say, I'm uncausable. Say it like a child of God. You know what you declare is what you become. I'm uncausable. I don't have any curse. I have the blessing. Say it one more time. Now in the name of Jesus, not that you are no longer cursed, you are blessed. In Jesus' name. Say, I'm blessed. Say it. I am blessed. I have the blessing.
Thank you for listening. Join us, same time, same place, for more life-transforming messages with David Ibiomi. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. You can also follow the link in the description box to purchase full audio messages and ebooks. God bless you.
Until you are blessed, heaven will not rest.